That was so powerful. God's telling me something that's like crazy right now. And I'm wanting to run away from it, but I'm also wanting to be obedient to it. And I'm trying to decide. Because it almost doesn't make sense in the natural what I believe the Lord's saying to me. Get them each a microphone quickly. I need two microphones. The two preaching mics, yeah. You guys stay with me a little longer. I just need to be obedient. The two of you need to preach and impart right now a paragraph, a paragraph. A paragraph, a paragraph. It's like God's telling me there's something that's going to come out right now together on the stage. A shifting. The craziest thing I've ever heard. But I need to release the anointing that is here for you to minister. For you to minister just for a few moments. Because the unity and the bond that God is restoring into your lives as a family is going to be a nation-shaking, changing anointing that's going to be upon you both. And it's like the Lord saying, you're looking for a mic. Are you okay? Okay. I'm just, I know this is live TV, but I'm just see both of you preaching and almost completing each other's sentences. If you're understanding what I'm saying, it might sound like the craziest thing, but I want you just to tap into the anointing right now. And whatever God lays on your heart, just start to release to the people of Africa. To the people of the world, to nations tonight that are watching. And we're going to let God do what God wants to do right now.
Come, let's just lift our hands and worship. Worship the Lord right now. Worship the Lord. Just worship the Lord wherever you are in this place, wherever you're watching. Just worship Him, just worship Him. Let this anointing, let this presence, let this prophetic fire come now. Right now, right now. Worship me, heals you.
Draw me to you.
Delivers you.
Only my love. Only my faith. In the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night.
Will draw me to you.
God's turning it around.
Will draw me to you.
want you to understand that tonight for us, this is a significant night again for us. We were still young teenagers when Prophet Mark came to a youth camp and he had a powerful encounter in his room. And he walked out there and he called Jacques and myself. We were sitting in the front. He says, Jesus was in my room. And this is what he showed me. And he took off his belt. I still remember, I thought, Lord Jesus, took off that belt, wrapped it around our arms like this. And exactly what he said, one will go out, one will be back, and then we'll come together. For years, I wondered when that will happen because we both run different races. But tonight was just a significant night. Thank you for having these meetings, Dr. Andre. But this is what I want to say, and this is what I feel, and maybe you can help me, Prophet, is that there's mantles in the atmosphere. There are empty seats in heavenly places of generals that died that need to be occupied. When a mantle falls, it does a couple of things. Elisha was just a normal guy working in the field. When that mantle fell, it took him from just obscurity and brought him to the place of kings and prominence, and things started changing in his life. Jacques and myself, we want to pray for those of you that want a mantle of the Holy Ghost tonight to fall upon you. We both operate in the supernatural power of God. This whole conference, this whole week is going to be activations of the supernatural power of God. There are mantles that's laying in the spirit. Listen, you need to pick up that mantle and strike the business world and strike the sinner and strike the sick people. And you're going to leave this conference and you're going to be a person carrying the double portion of the supernatural power of God. Greater miracles than ever before. Greater dimensions of the supernatural than ever before. If you want those mantles, just like what happened with Jacques and myself tonight, I want you to run to the front. We're going to lay hands on you. There is an anointing, there's a power, there's a glory released right now, even over the airwaves. Those of you watching this program, maybe you are sitting there and say, I want the mantle. I want to carry the move of God. I want to be a carrier of the supernatural power of God. This moment, right now, the mantles are falling over Africa, over Europe. Come on, over America. There are empty seats in the heavenly realms. Occupy it. Take position. And I declare of you that there will be the greatest evangelists rising up, the greatest prophets, greatest apostles, greatest mega churches, teachers will rise up in this end time move of God. And I declare the former glory and the latter glory combined, and we will see a move of the Holy Ghost like never before in Jesus' name.
Come on, lift your hands where you are, all over the world in this place. Begin to cry out in the Spirit. Begin to cry out right now. Begin to cry out in the Spirit. Catch it, draw it, pull it now in the name of Jesus. Mantles are falling right now. Mantles, prophetic mantles, healing mantles, mantles to preach the gospel, mantles of deliverance, mantles, revival mantles. It's falling now. Mantles of intercession, prosperity, anointing, mantles, breakthrough. You gotta lift your voice. You gotta lift your voice. You gotta press in. You gotta grab hold like Elisha. Cry out. Cry out. And whatever anointing you have, whatever anointing you do have, the Lord says, I will increase the measure of the anointing that you have. I will increase it and I will multiply it because you will confront every power. You will confront every form of sorcery. You will confront every form of imitation, every form of false anointing, and you will manifest my spirit, my glory, my name, my power, says the Spirit of God. Come on, everywhere. Yes. Pray in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit.
Come on, lift your voices, pray in the Holy Ghost, pray in the Holy Ghost. You need
to appropriate the power of God. You need to appropriate. You know what it means? The word appropriate means you need to snatch it. You need to take it. Elijah didn't ask for that mantle. He grabbed that mantle. Grab the power of God. Come on. Grab it. Grab it. Grab it. Be aggressive. Be aggressive now. Take it. That prophetic mantles are laying. Grab it. Snatch it. Those of you watching on television, God has called you to be a businessman. God has called you to end to financier the end time move of the Holy Ghost. Snatch that move. Snatch that mantle of wealth. Snatch that mantle of the miraculous. Now is your time. Now is your hour. Arise, man of God. Arise, woman of God. I declare that you shall sponsor and give to build for buildings to be built, to host and accommodate the end time move of God. You will pay stadiums and arenas to conquer the kingdom of this darkness, and you will pay everything so that the kingdom of God can advance. I place a mantle of wealth upon you, a mantle of wealth, wealth, wealth. Even in this building here tonight, we release the mantle of prosperity and of wealth. I speak to every fivefold minister. No longer will your ministry suffer. No longer will you rent buildings. I command property to come, miracles to come, provisions to come. In the name of Jesus. Now, Father, let the mantles fall in this place. Come on, receive those miracles. Those of you watching on television, and you need a miracle from God, whether it is in your body or in your finances, quickly, at the comments block, quickly type in your name and what you're believing God for. Your name and what you're believing God for. And we're going to start calling out those names. God is moving by His Spirit. He interrupted this meeting just for you. Now get it. Get it. Snatch it. Snatch it. Let me show you this. Let me show you this. Chip, take it. That is just taking it. We don't speak about taking the mantle. We're speaking about snatching it. That's how you get your miracle and your mantle tonight. You're not just going to stand there. You're going to snatch it. You're going to take it. And those watching on television, this is your moment. Snatch it. Get it. Come on. There's deaf ears opening, blind eyes seeing, cripples going to walk. The dead are going to be raised. Snatch that miracle. Now in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands in the front.
Now in Jesus' name. Now, now. Take it, take it, take it. It's coming. It's falling right now. All over this room, all over the networks. Even in this moment, there is a manifestation of miracles, signs, wonders, creative miracles. Creative miracles. Be healed. Be loose. Be delivered. Devil, go out. Loose that man. Loose that family. Loose that house. Now, be healed. Be delivered. Be made whole. Let that growth, let that tumor, let that cancer die. Let there be a massive breakthrough now of the healing power of God. Lift your hands where you are and shout the name of Jesus. Come on, shout the name of Jesus. Receive it, receive it, receive it. Receive it, receive it, receive it.
Only my praise, only
the Spirit. Pray in 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 the anointing. You need to come right now. There's an impartation anointing. This is an impartation anointing. You can receive an impartation tonight. If you're functioning in ministry, come now. Receive that anointing. It's an impartation. It's an impartation. Where you are right now in your room, there's an impartation. An impartation. An impartation. An impartation. An impartation.